Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Yes, 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 you tune in to a great show brought to you by the Joy Doctor. Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor show. Tune in each Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time right here at Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you that are listening or would like to listen, you may call 323-580-5712. Once again, that's 323-580-5712. And yes, we have a great show for you tonight. I told you last week we was talking about identity crisis. Yes, identity crisis, it is an epidemic. Yes, an epidemic that has hit the old as well as the young. There is no middle age anymore, because you have 40-year-old people that have grandbabies. You have 30-year-old people that don't have any babies. You have 60-year-olds that are marrying babies. So there is an identity crisis, yes, across the land. Like Michael Jackson said, it doesn't matter if you're black or white. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Anyway, so much for that, you know. Michael is gone. I want to take a moment of silence. Okay, now, back to the show. Yes, we're going to talk tonight about identity crisis, but we're going to deal with development and destination. Yes, development and destination. Because we know that everything that is designed for a purpose. Yes, everything that is designed for a purpose. A car is designed to do what? As a mode of transportation. A computer is designed to do what? Take over your job. That's right. That's right. Yep. That's what Mr. Steven Jobs had in mind when he, well, no, I'm sorry. That wasn't Steven Jobs. Steven Jobs did the iPhone. We are talking about Mr. Microsoft. Yes, yes, yes. But anyway, identity crisis dealing with development and destination. Yes, the purpose of a product being designed is for it to fulfill its purpose. But if you don't know what the purpose of it is, then it could never reach its full potential. What is a clock that just sits on the wall and does not have an alarm? It does not light up. It's just there to tell time. That's right. That's the purpose of a clock, is to tell time, to let you know if you're late, if you're early, if you're not going to make it, or if you're going to make it barely. Yes, barely. But dealing with this development and destination, how many of you have seen an underdeveloped product? That wasn't a pretty sight, was it? No, 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 it wasn't a pretty sight. But however, how many of you have seen people that have not yet to reach their potential? Yes, that's under development. Whether it be a product or a person, if that item, I don't want to say thing, if that item does not reach its potential, then it is underdeveloped. Not under development, but it is underdeveloped. And how is it brought to the potential? Through development and destination. Because first of all, you have to know where you're going in order to get there. If you don't know where you're going, you'll become a sightseer. You'll become a tourist. because you just going through life, looking at things, observing things, but not really have any place in particular in mind to get to. So wherever the road goes, that's the way you go. But how many of you know in order to be developed, there are fine lines and life lessons that has to be learned in order for you to mature, because that's what it's going to take for you to get to your destination. One of the key words for tonight is maturity. Yes, maturity. That's what it's going to take in order for you to get to your destination. So tonight we're going to talk and deal with development and destination. So tune in with me, if you will. Listen. Baby, what's wrong? Baby, what's wrong? He said he loved me. Tell me, I told you that girl, boy wasn't no good for her. Uh-huh, yeah. I told you he wasn't no good for her. I tried to tell her, but she didn't want to listen. Now she done bumped her hard head, and she going to have to suffer. Now, baby, love is filled with things that we like, feel, think, and imagine. However, it's also filled with things we don't like. We don't want, nor desire to have, but sometimes accepts to make us better. Well, I told you he wasn't no good for her. I tried to warn you. Now he done went and hurt my baby. I kill his. Now, you can't do that. That's her mother's son, her father's son. Then not only will we lose one of our own, but we would also lose you. We can't have it. Now stop talking crazy and support your daughter in her time of need. Now, with that scenario, there is a lot of development. Because this daughter has taken a journey into what we call love. Hey, love and happiness. Got caught up. But what she really needs is a big, tall glass of breast milk. Yeah. And why do I say that? Because it has been clinically proven that children that have tasted or is given breast milk is smarter than the normal child. So what am I saying? I'm not saying that smart people don't get in situations like these, but I am saying that you have to be smart about how you handle the situation. Listen. Now, baby, I'm sorry. Daddy shouldn't have jumped off the handle like that. But I just hate to see you hurt. I hate to see you go through things that you could avoid. I know you say you love him. I know he say he loves you. But why do you keep putting yourself in situations like these? Do you not see the love that's surrounds you? Do you see the way that I treat your mother? I love her. We've been together 50 years, and I remember as though it was yesterday. Whew. Let me come back. All right. I'm sorry. We talk about you. But see, baby, you have to understand that love is what you learn and experience. It's going to be some hard times. And there's going to be some good times. But you're young. You really don't know what love is. But let me help you. See, love is not something that you take lightly. Love is like an automobile. Yes, 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 it's like an automobile. It'll break down on you and leave you on the side of the road. However, if you take care of the automobile will take care of you. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some things that are going to go out over a period of time. There are certain things that's going to have to be replaced. There are some things that's going to have to be fine-tuned. When we talk about this thing called love. So, let me just give you an example. See, love is like an automobile, but an automobile needs gas. When you're talking about love, it gives you that get up and go, that desire to be filled, to be full. You are an asset and not a liability. When we talk about love and we're dealing with the automobile, it also needs oil. Because without oil, things will become dry and friction and will soon cause more problems than what a quart of oil is worth. Love in the automobile needs power steering fluid. Yes, when things are hard and it seems like it won't turn, put a little power steering fluid in it and see how easy it begins to turn. You'll be able to maneuver a lot better when you have power steering fluid. Turning to avoid situations aren't as hard when you have power steering fluid. Now, all automobiles must have certain parts. Love must have certain parts. And with an automobile, you need a transmission. Because without a transmission, the automobile would sit still. Just like love, without a transmission, you have nothing to pull you through. You can't back up and assess the situation. You can't even sit there in neutral and think about it. So you can't even put it in drive and leave it behind and watch it in the rearview mirror without a transmission. See, baby, love is like an automobile. You need tires. But without tires, you'll have nothing to carry you. Now, mind you, every so many miles, they have to be rotated. So those that was on the front now have to come to the back. And those that were in the back has to come to the front. So what am I saying? I'm saying that in life, dealing with love, that it has to be rotated. You can't always pull from the front sometimes you have to push from the back. And every now and then in your pushing and in your pulling, you're going to feel like you're being deflated. So stop by the air pump. Get aired back up to your desired level. And that'll cause you to be able to push a little harder and pull a little stronger. Because, see, love in an automobile is also like an AC. Sometimes it gets real hot. So you got to know when to turn it on to be able to cool off. Because there is nothing worse than driving in a hot automobile where you can't seem to get no air, where you feel like you're suffocating. You can't do this because you're a sweat. You can't do that because you're a sweat. And by the time you get to your destination, you're frustrated and you're wringing wet. So you got to know how to turn on the AC. Because when you begin to feel out a little sweat, you can turn on the AC and it will cool you off. And there is nothing like a cool breeze in a hot summer moment. Because, see, baby, love is like an automobile. Some things you can't do without. You need a starter. Yes. So when you turn it, it just keeps on going. That's right. You got to know how to start certain things. You got to know how to turn it, sort of catch. We're talking about love. Now, love is also like an automobile that needs an alternator. So, see, when you turn it and it keeps going, now it's not the responsibility of the battery, but now the responsibility relies or lays on the alternator. And see, the alternator is there when the battery is not enough. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm saying in life, you're going to have some problems. You're going to have some situations. But you got to know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it. So if you remember this one story, that love is like an automobile. You always remember that with love is not a one-sided situation. For some things work automatically, and there are some things that work, but you got to put a little work into it. Now, you know your dad is not a mechanic, but I thought this would help you understand that life is not always going to be rosy. There's going to be some times when you're going to have to reflect back on this, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and look in the mirror and say, I am, I shall be, and I will become all that I was designed to be. I may have some setbacks, but that don't mean I can't bounce back. So I want you to understand, there's going to be some hurts, there's going to be some letdowns, but even in that, you're going to have some joy, because there is nothing like a smooth running automobile. Yes, 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 yes. That's right, that's right. I hope you enjoyed that lesson on love, because we find out that one of the main problems of identity crisis is the fact that people does not feel like they're loved. When a person feels and knows that they're loved, they put forth their effort and tries everything because they know they have that support. But people that don't feel like they're loved, they don't give that extra effort. Why should I? Don't nobody care. Why should I? It ain't going to really matter. Why should I? What can I do that's going to make it better? Don't nobody know me. Ain't nobody going to recognize me. But listen, you, 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 and you. It does not matter if they don't know you. Give them a positive reason to know who you are. When they see your picture, they see your name, they reflect back and say, yes, that's that young man or that's that young girl that made a difference. But you got to love yourself. If it don't seem like nobody loves you, remember, I, the Joy Doctor, loves you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's why I come on each and every Monday evening to show you that there is joy, hope, love, and an opportunity. That's right. That's right. That's right. An opportunity for you to change, opportunity for you to excel, an opportunity for you to dream. Well, nope, that's my friend, Mr. Motivator. Yes, yes, yes. Now, let's talk truth. That's my other friend on tomorrow night. Yes. So, in order for you to be developed, it must begin from within. And the best way to begin development is to know that you are loved. To know that no matter what, you are loved. Whether there's mistakes being made, whether there's consequences being given out, it's all a part of love. Listen, youth, you don't have to join no gang. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody. The only thing you have to do is prove to yourself that you love you. Yes, you love you. And if you prove to yourself that you love you, yes, 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 because, you know, I get up every morning, kiss my wife, kiss my kids. Then I go in there and look in the mirror and I say, whew, Joy Doctor, you are a handsome dude. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So what am I saying? Pat your own self on the back. When you begin to appreciate yourself, then no one else can depreciate you. Yes, when you appreciate yourself, it's hard for anyone else to come in and depreciate you. Because you've already stamped an approval and put a value on your life. So, if someone else comes in, they can either add to it, but they cannot take it away. That's right, they can add to you, but they cannot take away. Because the fact that you've already placed value on yourself. And that's the first step in eliminating the identity crisis. Knowing who you are. And I'm here to tell you today, I'm pointing at you like Uncle Sam does on those U.S. military posters. I'm pointing at you to say you are somebody. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are somebody. You can be all that you desire to be because it is your choice to be who you are. That's right. It's a choice. The identity crisis didn't come because of everybody doing the same thing. Identity crisis came because of choices. And people that make choices that are underdeveloped. Then you have underdeveloped people making underdeveloped choices that affect an underdeveloped society. That's right. That's right. But if we have developed people making developed choices, then we'll have and have and have and have a developed society. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's right. That's right. We will have a developed society that's on a great road to its destination. Now, if I pick 5 kids between the age of 13 and 18, 3 boys, 2 girls, or 3 girls, 2 boys. 9 times out of 10, 3 of those 5, and I ask them, what do you want to be when you graduate? 9 times out of 10, 3 of those 5 are not even sure whether it be boys or girls. If I ask 5 through the ages of 18 to 21, believe it or not, 3 of the 5 will give me the same answer that the 13 to 18 did. Something is wrong with that. I have a problem with that. Because at a young age, a child should be developing certain skills, certain ideas, tools to help them to become who and what they would like to become. Now, I'm not talking about what we missed out on. I'm not talking about pushing my dream down my son's throat because I was not a great boxer. I'm not talking about pushing college on my daughter because I dropped out of high school. No, 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 I'm not talking about that. Because that also develops an identity crisis. Because how is it that another person can live vicariously through you? Or how can you live vicariously through someone else? that's not possible. So, parents, we have to allow our children to be who they are and what they want to be, whether we like it or not. Because remember, we once was in that state. So, in order to eliminate, or in order to prevent or correct the identity crisis, there must be some development. And that development must begin on the inside, knowing who you are. You may not know what you would like to do at age 6. You have an idea. But at age 12, that idea might change. But more than likely, it'll be along the same lines. At age 18, now that you have some experience, you have some knowledge, you have some governing, you have some teaching, now you can make a somewhat wise decision. Why? Because all through that time, you've been being developed. So what am I saying? In order to make it through life, we have to go along with life and be developed and become mature in life in order to reach the destination that we have. Now, remind you, last week I talked about that a plumber is not going to do a great job if he was designed to be an electrician. Now, he can go to school while doing his plumbing. He can go to school and become an electrician, and now he has two forms of trade. Then it is his choice to whether he wants to do the plumbing or the electrical or just the electrician, become electrician, be electrician. So what am I saying? In life, you're going to have choices, but you have to decide what you want to be, who you want to be. You cannot live someone else's dream. You cannot be a part of someone else's dream. That idea must first come from within you. Now, I know you can join with someone else and help them build something or help them be a part of a great movement, but that's not their dream. That's your dream and their, well, it's their dream and your dream and two dreams coming together to make a big dream. So, development and destination go hand in hand. Because if you're not developed, you will not get to your destination. And the sad part, but the good part is, even if you are developed, sometimes you get to your destination and then on point. And then sometimes, even though you're developed, there's a roundabout way to get you to your destination. But the main goal is to arrive. Yes, yes, yes. The main goal is to arrive. Arrive at your destination. But don't arrive there trying to be a owner of a company, and sad to say that you don't know what the owner of a company does. Your company will not survive. It will not make it. But if you study leadership, management, finance, business, customer service, dealing with people. You study all those things and then begin to put the core ideas together. Then you can learn and know how to run and operate your own business. So, yes, you've tuned in to The Joy Doctor, where we've been talking about identity crisis with development and destination. Remember these keys and these tools, because if you do, it will take you where you want to go. And if you don't, you'll end up where you don't want to be. So tune in next week to The Joy Doctor Show as we continue to talk about identity crisis. And for those of you that's listening, we want to thank you for listening. Tune in next week, the same time, same 323-580-5712. And if you have any questions or you have any comments, you may send them to the THE Joy Doctor, JOYDR, at gmail.com. Yes, once again, that's the THE Joy, JOY, Doctor, DR, at gmail.com. And until next week, remember, if you listen, you can learn. And if you learn, you can laugh. And if you can do all things, you can have joy.